Welcome back. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Here's what we've got right now. And I think if anybody from the Trump team had been candid with American voters back in October, September, or August, about what we're seeing right now, I don't think he wins. Because let's zoom out. We've got to see what the Supreme Court decided on Friday when it comes to these nationwide injunctions without reaching the merits of whether or not the 14th Amendment means what it says. Here's what we've got right now. We've got people being snatched off our streets by folks without identification with masks on. They disappear, sometimes for weeks on end. They don't have the right to call a lawyer. Some of them have been then deported to not their country of origin or their citizenship, but to some of the most dangerous places on planet Earth, where they fear further kidnapping, potential torture, without a hearing, apparently. We have an administration who has flouted multiple court orders to stop doing that. We have an administration that, according to many, has illegally deployed military to patrol our own streets to tamp down on a handful of people creating chaos and destroying property. But worse happens when the Lakers win the championship, right? Like, all of this is happening. We're having elected officials taken down and handcuffed, elected officials arrested for doing what they considered to be their job and well within the bounds of their discretion.
And indicted by grand juries, apparently, right? We've got a congressman.
And indicted by grand juries. So importantly, today, relating to birthright citizenship, the government was required to tell a judge, hey, are babies about to be deported? I want you all to pause on that, because the Supreme Court on Friday was more interested in the process of our court system and less interested in people's individual rights, babies can be deported. And the judge yesterday specifically asked the government lawyer, are you going to start deporting babies? Well, today, that judge's question was answered in writing by the U.S. government. And they said, starting on July 27th, babies may be deported. And I want you all to think about that. Again, the way that we treat folks accused of crimes, the way that we treat people who are here allegedly illegally, is certainly a canary in the coal mine. But consider this. Those whom citizenship is guaranteed under the 14th Amendment are facing deportation as babies in 26 days in the United States of America. Donald Trump, over the last 2 weeks and again today, has made noises about, quote, denaturalization and deporting people who are citizens. With what process? Who knows? But what I can tell you is the Supreme Court will be more worried about the process and the technicalities than they are with the substantive rights of American citizens. Again, these are canaries in the coal mine, and they are dying, folks. It is high time we pay attention to this. Now, the solution, we're not there yet with Congress. Slowly, maps are getting better, but again, the Supreme Court utterly unconcerned with that, apparently. So who is it left to stand up to a wannabe tin pot dictator? Guess what? It's you. And there is a direct line, in my opinion, from the increasing dissatisfaction across the United States in every district, including districts that used to be fairly ruby red. People are not okay with this. People are not okay with stripping citizens of their citizenship and deporting them to who knows where. Imagine a baby being deported whom days ago you know, like on Thursday, was not subject to deportation. It's not supposed to be this way, and we all very much deserve better. So it's going to be up to each and every one of us. The courts will do some things. And to answer a question from our friend Ross in Crawford County, yes, federal district courts can still enter injunctions that specify the rights of the parties before them. And if the specification through a preliminary injunction or a temporary restraining order that is specifically tailored to provide complete interim relief to the parties before it does provide some relief to third parties within the jurisdiction of that district court, that's still good. That's why what Donald Trump and all of the MAGAs were saying on Friday were outright lies. Right. The Supreme Court didn't rule that he can strip birthright citizenship away. It simply dealt with the process to get there. But what that does anticipate is a flood of lawsuits across the country. And our courts are not equipped for that at their current size. So court reform is going to be necessary. The next thing that I'll share with you is that state attorneys general become incredibly important, because where a state can articulate standing, a state, of course, is going to be able to litigate on behalf of its citizenry and taxpayers. So we need activist attorneys generals that are deeply concerned about their citizens' rights. Do we have one here in Wisconsin? Only time will tell. But most of all, this is about you. Is it okay for an administration to willy-nilly violate rights when no court can stop them nationwide, so says the Supreme Court? What if they came for your guns? What if they say that women don't get any federal benefits? Is that okay? I say not. We continue our discussion on the other side. Jim and I are going to dig into the big, brutal bill and its impacts in Wisconsin. Phone lines and text lines are open, 855-752-4842. This is the